on the Roy Firestone show, dude. And he said, you're my master of Quan. Oh, okay. It gets me right here.
There's something in my eye.
Sky, what movie has made you cry more than any other movie as a chick? I know you're, you know, we're talking about guy cry movies.
Girls but just want to have fun.
Well, recently I watched Titanic, and that definitely made me cry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
cry at a lot of things. I cry at Extreme Home Makeover. You know,
Rebecca's here right now. She's the biggest crybaby in the world. You didn't even cry during Titanic when we were watching it.
At the end?
We didn't watch the end, though.
Oh, so that's when when you lose it?
Oh, yeah. At the very end is
I even had something in my eye at the end of that one.
Oh, come on. I'm dying laughing. I'm like, die already.
Oh please. Shut
I up. Was. I hate that
Well,
movie.
You have no heart.
Mikey show, hello.
It's in the ocean.
Hey, hello. This is P1 Aaron.
Go ahead.
Hey, The Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, that's a good cry movie.
At what part?
Oh, dude, at the end.
I'm serious. What
at the
part?
End, when they finally get to meet each other on the
walking down the beach,
dude. Yeah. That was so.
I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies, but I don't cry during it.
Oh man, you got a heart.
No, it's not, don't say that.
Well, dude, when they finally
confirmed
he's
by
in
science.
Jail for like, you know, ever. He didn't do what he did.
Oh yeah, and Brooks. Don't you remember Brooks wrote the thing above the door? Do you remember that? Come on.
That was funny.
That was not funny.
Like my favorite part is when he kicks the chair out, dude. That's funny.
Oh, come on. Oh, that's terrible.
Brooks is here.
Later. All right, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm not going to take a call from a guy that wants to say ladder 49. I mean, give me a break.
Oh, you haven't seen it.
But of all the movies of all time that could be great guy.
Case.
Yeah, guy, you give never him
know.
A chance.
You never know.
Ladder 49? Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Talk stupid!
God dang it. You're on the air.
Oh my God. Oh no, Ladder 49. Eddie, there's no need to throw my slipper across the room. Not my sock! Stop it.
Usually that's the kind of thing that would make me lose it and go into a tantrum, but I don't have the energy. Plus, I'm high from Sky's secondhand smoke.
Shut up!
I need a little something.
I can't.
Hi. You're in the way and I don't want to touch you.
Look at Sean.
Hi.
Touch him.
Ew.
My sponsor just called me while we were on the air.
Outback Steakhouse?
You know better than the... No, AIS Insurance.
Applebee's?
He's now called me twice during the day. The first call was to tell me that what a great guy Dave Mustaine is and not to be mean to him.
That's great.
It's unreal.
Well, he was right about that part.
Hey, listen, if you are tuning in right now and you're hearing the Mikey Show and you're wondering, well, what's going on? Why am I hearing the Mikey Show? The reason is because we're doing a 28-hour marathon. And all that we do the entire time is us and nothing else.
Yeah!
No music, no commercials for 28 straight hours.
Wow.
And so anyway, we wanted to let people know that what we're doing and also let them know that the reason that we're doing it is so that if there's people that listen at other parts of the day that don't necessarily listen to us in the mornings, they should. Because we have a good show going on and we want to have people listen. And a P1 listener, explain what that is, Sky.
A P1 listener is someone who listens exclusively to the Mikey Show, sets us first on their preset dial. When they call in, they know to turn their radio down, get to their point, don't cuss.
That is exactly what it is.
Woo, it's exhausting.
Sweetheart, what was one of the movies that you cried at that I was so irritated? I'm like, are you crying?
I think I answered that, Mikey.
What?
Oh, you're not talking to me?
No, I said sweetheart. Oh, I wasn't talking to you.
That was
my bad.
I
thought that was him, though.
Yeah.
God, there was something we were watching.
This
I was like,
English patient.
You're not crying at this, are you? And there's so many. Oh, I'll tell you another one that I cried at. And the stupid idiot that I tried to have on the phone wasn't cooperating. But he's right. I don't remember which one, but one of the Lord of the Rings. Was it the first one when Gandalf dies?
That's tough.
No, that wasn't it.
Was it the last one with the gay embrace at the end?
Legolas.
First of all, it was not a gay embrace.
Here we go with the gay embrace.
First of all, you know, you're going to make a lot of people angry right now.
Oh, shut
up. But in Return of the King.
Those two hobbits were almost making out at the end.
You are such an ass.
Eddie's rest areas are homosexual hangouts.
Eddie's taking his headphones off. Okay, listen. Once and for all, let's dispel this, okay?
I want to take a dive in Lake Dick.
Because, first of all, I could do an hour
slap me.
On the Lord of the Rings anyway. But at the very end, Frodo and Samwise have been literally to hell and back. They have gone to Mount Doom. They have been through the fires and back again. And they've made it through this situation together. Did you hear the key word? Together.
Yay! Homos!
And so they had a moment where they embraced one another.
Very passionately.
Well, they're best friends, dude.
Yeah.
Didn't they kiss?
No, they didn't kiss, you a-hole.
Oh, not even on the cheek?
But this last one, Eddie, in Return of the King, what was the part that was, as much as I hate to admit this, a lot of the stuff that got me kind of misty in Lord of the Rings was the stuff between...
When Liv Tyler, Eric, when she was, like, dying or looking at her kid in the future, that's probably when you cried.
No, like when she showed up at the end, when they're doing the big celebration.
Was that it?
I don't know, dude. I don't know when you gate out.
Wait a minute. Rebecca knows when I cried.
I think it was actually in the first one when Arwen's father is telling her that she has to go.
Yes.
And you cried at that?
You did?
Oh, dude, that was so sad. And, like, they're all walking away, and she turns back, and she's got the tear. Oh, that was so sad.
You know, rest areas are homosexual hangouts.
What's the matter with you?
Dude, I mean, that was heart-wrenching.
Yay! Homo!
Screw you, Sean. I mean, seriously.
Sound effects.
That was a really sad part.
No, it wasn't.
Lord of the Rings.
Eddie. No, it wasn't.
Listen. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, and then the Two Towers, and then Return of the King. There are legitimate parts that guys can cry at in that movie, in all three movies.
That's crazy.
That's not. It's for real.
Hey, back me. And you're a man. Now, where do we go from here?
Come on. Callers, back me up. 570-1053. You know what I mean?
Hillcrest, back him up.
Oh, come on. Will you stop?
Come on, ladies. Let's go.
Sean, did you see The Lord of the Rings?
Yes, I saw them all.
Okay, and are you telling me that at no point during any of those three movies that you felt like crying?
No.
I don't believe that.
But dude, I didn't understand half of it, or three quarters of it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I can't barely understand the language.
Well, dude, give me a break. I mean,
but at the same time,
to figure it out.
But at the same time,
I'm retarded then.
At the same time, he loved the Hulk.
Yeah. Well,
I really love the Hulk.
This is a guy that can speak Klingon. What are you talking about?
Get blocked.
See? Thank
you. Okay, dude. Sean is now speaking Klingon.
What just happened?
I mean, are you kidding me with that?
Cry me a river, dick face.
Come on. All right, open phones.
Oh, my.
570-1053. Topics are yours. Whatever you want.
Let's go, ladies.
What's that even mean?
Hello, girls.
What's that even mean?
I don't know, but I find it
Let's
funny.
Let's go, ladies.
I find it hilarious.
About Lord of the Rings.
570-1053 is our phone number if you want to give us a call. Mikey Show, hello.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys. I wanted to get your opinion on a certain situation I was just in.
Who is this?
This is P1 Tracy in Oceanside.
Okay, go ahead.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, a few months ago.
Yeah.
And we were still on good terms and talking and all that until I found out that he had slept with one of my friends and not told me about it.
Oh.
Do you guys think it's okay since we were not together, or do you think since we were friends that that's off limits?
Yeah, there's an unspoken, unspoken law or rule.
Exactly.
You can't do that.
But this girl's actually like your friend. She's not like an acquaintance. She's like a friend of yours.
She had asked when my boyfriend and I were together to be the godparents of her child.
Oh.
Okie dokie.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not wrong in being pissed off about it.
No, not at all, girl.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
That's a horrible friend.
Alrighty. Thanks, guys.
All right, you got it.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
I mean, is that one that's real hard to figure out? Was she struggling with trying to figure out if that's wrong or right?
Well, sometimes you'll get people in your circle who will be like, oh, come on, circumstances, just forgive her.
A lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a good friend of hers.
Yeah.
The whole good friend thing.
Yeah, definitely not anymore.
Yeah.
You don't do that crap.
I don't think so.
Uh-uh.
We got phone lines blowing up.
Yeah, what are they saying?
I don't know. Mikey Show, hello.
I just wanted to get on the air and talk about Backdraft, about that being a guy tearjerker.
Yeah, Backdraft did nothing for me.
No, terrible movie.
Absolutely zero.
I like that movie.
Absolutely zero.
You're a girl.
Mikey Show, hello.
Wow.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, I got a movie to make you cry.
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. I'm on the air.
Oh, no, that means talk. Tell us your movie.
Yes, please.
It's Deliverance, man.
What, the squeal scene?
What?
Maybe the stupidest one I've heard tonight.
Oh, calm down.
Have you seen Deliverance?
No.
Well, it's a chick calling up with figures. Stupid.
She must be special needs, Mike.
Okay.
Stop it.
Thank you, Sean. Mikey Show, hello.
Mikey, P1 Carl.
I bet that girl was artistic.
Stop it.
Artistic.
Mikey, real quick.
And they're normal.
I bet she speaks Klingon.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
The flag, shut up!
Are you going to end up going to that paintball thing on the 12th?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we will, man.
Yeah, definitely.
The Bushwhackers?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bushwhackers came in here today.
Yeah, I heard it earlier.
Yeah, it sounded like a fun event. It's at Qualcomm.
Yeah, I'm going to end up going down there. It's going to be a huge event, dude. It's a total blast. You should definitely check it out.
Yeah, and it's free.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool, man. Thanks.
Best things,
so. Wow. So, Sean, I don't know that you have given us any examples of a movie that's made you cry.
Oh.
Wrath of Khan.
That was sad.
When Spock dies.
That was very sad.
Clash of the Titans.
No.
Be serious.
Wrath of Khan was very sad.
That's why I said it.
Yeah.
I thought you were joking.
Dude, I know this guy.
No, no, no. Yeah. No, seriously.
Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
Wrath of Khan was a movie that made you want to cry.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Are you nuts?
No.
Dude.
It's Spock. It's Spock, dude.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, am I ridiculous?
Dude, it's a Star Trek movie.
Okay, and your point? You cried in Lord of the Rings.
Yes, yeah, dude, but you got to be the biggest geek to cry at a Star Trek movie.
But Mikey, you have
but
to
you
know.
But you got to be a big geek to cry in Lord of the Rings.
You have to know about Sean.
Don't you start IMing him,
he's
Eddie.
He's passionate about those characters the same way you're passionate about the characters in Lord of the Rings. To him, they're real.
They're real people.
Yes, yeah, Spock.
Got it.
Died, and it was very sad
Spock's
for Sean.
Been around forever, dude.
Gotcha.
He's been on TV and everything. Small screen, silver screen. Hey, wants to see you, Spock.
What's Becca doing here? I see in the other room we got Becca, one of the Mikey Show apprentice contestants.
Up.
Wow, how about that? Well, bring her in. Let's put
Look
her on
at
the
that.
Air.
Becca, come in here.
Oh.
Come on.
Come
bring
on in.
Bring those two jugs in here. Let's go.
Easy, Sean.
Sean.
Come on.
Sean.
I've never seen him in person.
Sean's in a mood.
Hey there, little
Hi, Becca.
Becca.
Oh, you're real small.
I am. Don't worry, I won't touch you.
First thing he said.
You're real small.
Oh, you're real small.
Look, I'm sitting down. She's standing up, and I'm still taller than she is.
Wow.
She's petite.
So, Becca, you came in to hang out?
I did.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
Did you bring any presents or anything?
I brought you cookies.
Oh, that's sweet.
Check this out, Sean.
Wow. I was going to bring beer, but I didn't. Becca.
Well, I'm an alcoholic.
Becca, take off your shoes.
Why?
Because I want to show him how
shoes.
Really tall you are.
Oh.
How about the top?
Sean.
How what, Eddie?
Watch. Look how tall she actually
Whoa!
Is.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh
my gosh, she shrunk.
Yeah, she's wearing platforms.
How big are those?
Just a couple inches.
Becca, how tall are you?
I'm like 4'11".
Are you really?
Oh.
Wow.
Can I dwarf toss you, please?
All right, Eddie.
Please let me.
That's
hurt them all.
That's ridiculous.
She's a spinner.
Okay.
So I want to find out what people are calling about.
She's a tosser.
Is it still...
What?
It's better when you weren't in the room.
Yes. Sorry, Becca.
I think he's lost his mind.
Yeah.
Oh, I have it.
Do you see all the pill bottles, Becca? Do you see them? What?
Yeah.
Do you see those? They're
like a share
for horses or something.
And they're all empty.
Did you? I don't know. Hey, listen, Becca, I don't know if you thought that we were doing a bit whenever we would talk about the medication stuff. We weren't.
I wasn't sure, but now I can definitely tell everyone this is not a joke.
Yeah, he's been taking methadone all day long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
You guys have had a rocky relationship from the beginning. I have pain.
Yeah, he's always been kind of mean to Becca whenever she was on the air with a mic.
She walked in the room.
I'm so mad at you right now.
You're small.
Whoa, you're small.
Sound effects?
Sound effects?
Okay, now...
Shut up!
Now, who's the other girl? Who's the other girl that's with you?
I don't know.
You don't know who that is?
Followed me in here. Never met her in my life.
That's Blunder.
Blunder. Who is the other person? Who's this girl? You don't know who this girl is?
Well, she had my little number in here, and she said that Eddie told her to come in.
Eddie, you know
he ruins everything, so I should have asked you.
I know.
So what's going on? Who is the other girl?
That's the girl I met at Boot Ball.
Really?
Yeah. And she emailed me and she wanted to come in and check it out.
Was she the bad angel?
Yeah. That's her.
Well, come on in.
Come on in, bad angel.
Doesn't this girl like really like you and have a crush on you or something?
I don't know.
Oh,
stop. Her.
Oh, all right. No.
Stalker number two.
Stop it, Becca. Becca.
Oh, she's normal height. Okay, here we go.
Oh, hey, everybody.
Aww.
What's your name?
The name I gave at the party or my real name?
Yeah, she gave me a fake name.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Yeah.
Why did she give me a fake name?
Yeah.
It's my bar name.
Your bar name?
My bar name.
You have a bar?
This is a name?
Pandora's Box. It doesn't sound like fun.
No, it sounds great. I was just
confused. Actually went with my costume. Dark Fetish Angel.
Pooty Tang.
It did.
Okay. So, is there something that you know Eddie, or do you?
No, he was just following me around Boo Ball all night.
Oh.
Wait a second.
Uh-oh.
Eddie was following you around Boo Ball all night?
Not all night, but a majority of the night. There was Eddie.
I beg your pardon.
Uh-oh.
I was following you?
Wait, who was it that bombed the stage when I got kicked off stage? Comment how good I danced.
I was doing stage announcements.
No,
remember?
not when the Atomic Punks were up there.
I don't know.
Wow.
He drank a lot. He probably doesn't remember.
And so, so was he like a puppy dog just following you around?
No, not like a puppy dog. Just, you know, like a nice, protective friend.
Wow.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, that was a nice thing.
I was following you?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
This sounds like being revised here.
And then you kept introducing me as your stalker.
Oh, no, that I did.
He kept introducing me as his stalker, and people kept saying, what? No, really? And he's like, no, duh.
Wow.
Is that my stalker?
Well, proper introductions. This is Sean. I don't know how familiar you are with the Mikey Show.
I listen to the Mikey Show. I'm a P1 listener.
Awesome.
Oh,
well, there's
like
Sean.
It,
you
I
finally
like
get
it.
To meet Sean in person.
Sean, nice to meet you.
Hi, oh, yeah,
I'm
he
sorry.
Won't.
Germ
yes.
fetish.
Okay.
This is Sky.
Hi.
Welcome.
Eddie's the guy that was following you.
Yeah.
Hi. The guy with a gigantic head is Boy Blunder, blowing his nose.
Oh.
I'm Mikey. This is the love of my life, Rebecca, sitting back here.
Well, it's nice to finally see her.
That's right. Yeah, you've heard me talk about her
all
a lot.
The time.
Yes, I do. And so she's hanging out with us tonight, too. And listen, I think it's wonderful that she came in here. I'm sorry that Eddie was following you around.
Oh, no, it wasn't like a bad thing.
I don't think I was following you around. We ran into each other a lot.
Okay, maybe it was just coincidental. No.
Do you think it's safe to say that Eddie was stalking you?
No, I wouldn't say God. That.
Our stalker.
No, I wouldn't say that. Granted, he did.
Has he ever called you and said, why don't you call me?
No, he doesn't have my phone number.
I'm just trying to think of the stalker lines.
No,
that's funny.
He did try to get those girls to stop kissing him, though. He's like, oh, my God, stop trying to kiss him. Everyone kept trying to kiss him.
Yeah, you know, a listener walked up to Eddie.
Uh-oh.
A female listener walked up to Eddie.
Yeah.
And kissed him on the mouth.
Yes.
I am upset, Eddie.
Maybe.
Are you upset? Are you mad that he didn't call?
I can't believe that you didn't call me.
Okay. Well, then
he
I
really
guess.
Hurt me.
Wow.
Becca, why didn't you call me?
Becca, back me up. We hung out at Boo Ball.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we totally did.
Were any of these shenanigans going on?
I didn't see any of them, but
thank you.
I had a little to drink.
God damn it, Becca, shut up.
Oh.
But I had never met her.
Huh.
Wow.
I wonder.
Well, listen.
I hung out with Michelle. There's no doubt about it. But follow following her around. I don't know about that. Like, give me a break.
Okay, maybe it was coincidental then.
I did run into you a couple times.
It was a lot.
Okay.
But it wasn't anything crazy.
Well,
no, I thought, apparently I'm following you around.
No, it's just more fun to give you a hard time about it.
There's nothing to give me a hard time about. It didn't happen. It's like I'm making out with girls and moon doggies. I'm following girls around.
She's here, and I gotta believe she's obviously here for Eddie. So it seems to me like she would be the girl that wants to see Eddie.
Why are you calling me?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
He really hurt me,
Sean.
I can't believe that you didn't call me.
Dick. Enough.
He's a dick.
Yeah, you are.
Oh,
stick the spoon in your eye.
Okay, no spoons to the
eyes.
That's
news to me.
Enough.
We've been getting a lot of requests, Eddie, for the song.
No, you haven't. Not one call.
Dude,
not one.
The Eddie song?
No. None.
Blunder?
None.
Help me out.
No.
Eddie song, page 5.
Oh, no.
This
I've been playing that all day.
It's a smash hit single. I can't even tell you how many requests we get for this song. It's the song that we did about Eddie Stalker. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, if you're new listening to the Mikey Show, Eddie has a stalker that he made out with this girl at Moondoggies.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Stop throwing stuff.
You were a quarter inch away from taking little Rebecca's eye out.
It's your fault.
Well, you
say
don't
it
have
again.
To, you don't have to throw things.
Say it again.
I'm upset.
What are you're going to throw a knife now?
Say it again.
You're out of your mind. So anyway.
I did what?
So anyway. You tell the story.
I have nothing to tell. Nothing ever happened.
Well,
she
claims that they made out at Moondoggies.
Why are you calling me?
And then there was like chasing him to McGregor's, right?
I don't know. I don't even want to talk about this. I was having fun.
She was like looking. She was describing like computer rooms that he has at his house. Hey, Blunder, can you put that on page 5?
Whoa.
Fathead.
Hey, enough with that.
Is that a mistake?
Enough.
And while you're at it, pick up your socks off the floor.
What?
His socks are on the floor in there.
Can you hear me, Boy Blunder? Can you hear me?
I can't now. What? What's up?
Can you put the Eddie Stalker song on page 5?
Yeah, it's right there.
Dude, I where?
Page 1, Eddie's girl. Right there.
I said page 5.
Is that a mistake?
When did I say page 5? I said page 5 for all the replays.
He's on the phone. He can't hear you.
Yeah, he can't hear you.
All right. Go ahead. Take calls. I just wanted people to hear the song. That's all. So anyway, this was a song about Eddie Stalker.
Why? Turn this off, and I'm not kidding.
I'm telling you, this is a very highly requested song. All over San Diego, sweeping the air.
Eddie likes to drink.
Done with the stupid
show. Parties with some good friends of mine.
Calm down.
The last time he partied, he had too much wine. Now he's got himself a stalker, and she'll soon commit a crime. And she's watching him at Moondoggies. And she's stalking him at McGregor's. He just knows it. And she stares into his computer room late, late at night. You know, thank God I don't have Eddie's girl. Thank God I don't have Eddie's girl.
I can't believe that you didn't call me.
Where did he find a psycho like that?
I am upset, Eddie.
She plays along with the charade. She knows they'll be married someday. And if they don't get married, well, that's okay, too. She'll just kill this next girl and boil her head and hands for soup. Cause she's watching him from inside. And she's stalking him with night vision. He just knows it. And he's hearing her footsteps late, late at night. Like Eddie's girl. Thank God I don't have Eddie's girl. Where did he find a psycho like that?
I am upset, Eddie. You should have called me.
And I'm looking in the mirror all the time, wondering what she'll do to me. I've been funny, I've been cool with the lines, and she's still stalking that crazy Amy.
He's detestable. He's a jerk. He's a dick.
Tell me, where did he find a psycho like that?
I don't think I've ever heard a girl call a guy detestable. Is that what she said?
Is that a word?
He's detestable. Eddie, I don't think you're detestable.
No.
I didn't do anything. I don't even know who that is.
Mm.
Still.
Terrible.
It's that girl you kissed. No, I'm kidding. Ouch. 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 Don't hit me.
I'm about done with this.
Oh, that song has become so popular. Hey, we're about an hour. About an hour and 6 minutes away from starting the movie.
Oh, my God.
10 o'clock tonight, we are doing movies. And the first one is going to be Return of the Jedi.
I don't have the energy.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Hey, boy, oh, blender.
What does the counter say?
Go check and see if the room's all set up.
Yeah. We're doing it in the performance studio.
Oh, my God.
We got to make sure that everything's all set in there. And thank you to everybody that's brought gifts down here. That's nice, you guys, to bring cookies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
That's very sweet.
Michelle brought her web of lies.
Oh, come on. Stop.
Yeah, Michelle, what's going on? The way I understood it, you were the one that was, like, all into Eddie. Oh.
No.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
We have somebody speaking the truth. I think they were probably both into each other, plus a little bit into the alcohol that night, if we're being honest.
I know I drank okay, that night with no dinner.
I don't even drink.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah, come on.
If we're being honest here.
Call it like it is.
I don't drink, so it wasn't me.
Okay, and you're on fire. Great.
Why am I on fire?
So at 10 o'clock, if you have not rented it, go to Blockbuster and get Return of the Jedi and Karate Kid. We're doing both of them, and we'll sync it up with you.
Yeah. You only got like an hour, so you better hurry up.
Yeah, you gotta hurry. And we'll tell you exactly when you need to hit play. You hit play, you'll be watching it along with us. You follow along.
Be fun.
And the movies are gonna be funny. It's gonna be a good time. I don't know what the phone lines are blowing up about.
Becca. Everybody wants to talk to Becca, dude.
Yeah, people were bummed, Becca. You have a lot of fans
Becca,
out there.
Go over to the microphone. People can't hear you unless you're talking to the microphone.
She's hot, man.
People were bummed. I was bummed.
Yeah.
She's tiny.
I was devastated.
Now, do you still think right now that Levi should not have won and you should have? With the shenanigans that he pulled and everything.
Did
say
that,
no. Say yes.
Tell me what to say.
Please say yes.
Don't know. Yes. Aww. With the exception of the last day.
You are a spunky little broad.
Yeah.
I
am.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what do you think?
I think overall his reasons for this job are not the same as, like, I think mine are better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what was your reasons for wanting the job? And how
I'm a communications major. I want to work in radio. Are you listening?
Yeah, but I'm,
freaking
out because they're starting to make out again over here.
Yeah.
She's talking about how much he's following her around. Then she comes over and she's like in the canine position.
Oh, shut up.
Like, what's going on?
They're saying hello.
No, he waved me over, but Sean wouldn't move and I didn't want to touch him because he doesn't like germs.
Oh, yeah, he does not
He wouldn't have liked that.
Offend him.
So anyway, why were you a better candidate than Levi was for the job?
I think that Levi honestly thought he was going to replace you. Like, he thought he was going to be on the show and take over.
No, he didn't.
He's such a hand. When he would talk about winning this job, he would talk about it like he was legitimately going to be the next member of the Mikey Show.
So you felt that he aspired to the Levi Show.
He wants to be like the next Carson Daly. He wants to use this as a stepping stone to progress on to.
Maybe it will be. Why is that bad?
It's not, but I just think that he would not be satisfied with this minimum wage job pushing papers that he's going to get stuck with, and I would be perfectly happy being a paid intern. That's what I want.
The difference with Becca, though, is that Becca had a passion for radio.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She wanted to work in the radio industry.
He just wants to be a star.
There you go.
And he can't sing.
Bitter, party of one. Bitter, party of one.
I ate a freaking cockroach. He'd be bitter, too.
Oh.
She did. She ate a cockroach to get the job.
Oh, yeah.
She ate a cockroach to get the job. She did a poo slide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was a whole slide of poo that she had to slide down.
Do we have video of that? I'll buy it.
Sean. You're out of control.
Simmer down.
Hey, do we have Becca's song that she wrote?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun times.
I don't know.
Oh,
Blunder, do we have
song?
It?
Oh.
If we have it, load it on page one.
Not five?
Loaded on page one over Eddie's. There we go. You want to hear Becca's song that she wrote?
Yes.
This was her Guns N' Roses parody song.
Guns N'
job, Becca.
Thank you.
Very good work there.
Thank you. I like the end.
Yeah, so Becca came in. She was one of the Mikey Show apprentice candidates. Somebody got a real job here at the radio station. I just noticed something, by the way.
What?
Michelle has a ring on her wedding ring
finger. I'm not married.
You're not?
No.
But you do have a ring on your wedding ring finger. You're Irish?
Yeah.
I am too, though.
Yeah. Is that one of those, what's it called, Kabbalah rings or something like that?
No, it's called, I don't want to get hemmed by jerks. So wow. It's like, you know.
I have to do something for legal purposes, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon.
The following takes place between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m.
on KIOV, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
Events occur in real time.
All right, I'm going to go put on my pajamas.
Are you kidding me now? Nine?
It's 9 Jammies? O'clock, dude.
Jammy jams.
I'm going to get on my pajamas.
All right, I gotta go over here.
I'm going to have a cigarette. And you guys are up.
All right. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the jammies. I can't wait to see them.
Talks guy, you know.
Nah.
It's cool.
Nah, it's cool.
Still your job.
I just like to sit here.
Yeah, still your job. Hope you don't mind.
Yeah? This is very exciting.
Becca's in charge of sound effects
We're so used to it being a sausage fest in here. I'm very happy that.
Oh, yeah, look at it.
Got Michelle, Sky, Becca, Sean.
Three girls.
Oh, wait.
Two guys.
This is awesome. Hey, Sean.
Oh, those ones look like fun.
Dude, this is sweet, man. Three girls, two guys.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, baby.
I want to hear Becca play a sound effect.
Yeah. Punch one.
What? Sound effect. Oh, that's great. Great choice, Becca.
Sound effect.
Sorry, he won't let me press any of the good ones.
That's Becca about 3 a.m. every night, and I'm not kidding.
4:30.
4:30, I mean. Sorry, my bad.
Oh.
You should freeball it.
All right.
She's getting the hang of it now.
Is your bitches, Mr. Big Time Pimp?
Dude, Sean, she's going to take your job, man.
Bye, Sean. Oh,
sound effects.
Yes. Sound effects.
Oh, my God.
Can I hit the pink ones?
Yeah, you can, baby.
Hey, just the gray ones are off limits.
Is everybody ready for some oral action?
Sean,
there's more pages.
Why are you letting her do that?
No, I broke it. I'm sorry.
she broke it.
So we are, how long have we been on? Somebody do the math. Since 6 a.m.?
It was since 6 a.m. We have about 13 hours
left. That's not what I asked you. I said, how long have we been on? Somebody do the math.
15 hours.
We've been on 15 freaking hours on the radio nonstop.
Straight. No music, no commercials.
All right, Becca, put on those headphones right there.
Yes, sir.
No. Sorry, maybe don't. Here, I'll just turn mine up so she can hear.
Or give her mine or something. Oh. Okay, Becca?
Yes.
You ready? We're going to take a phone call, okay?
Okay.
Mikey Show.
Hey, man, I want to talk to Becca.
She's right here for you, dude.
What's
Go for
up?
It.
Say what?
She's here. Talk to her.
All right. Want to know if you have a boyfriend?
No.
Cool. And how old are you again?
22.
22?
Uh-huh.
Oh. And what's your type of guy?
Hot.
Is that it?
Tall. Hot.
Becca, tall to you is 5'1".
How tall? What are we talking?
5'1".
What?
Shut up, dude. Hang on a second. Becca, how tall is tall?
More than a midget.
At least like 5'10".
Really?
Yeah.
But that's like twice your height.
Yeah. Okay,
why do you need him that big?
I just like him tall, okay?
Wow.
How tall are you, dude?
5'8".
No, you're not tall enough.
Oh, you don't cut it. Sorry.
Bummer.
Sorry, bro.
Later, shrimp.
It's 5'8".
I don't think, Becca, I don't think you're looking for a dude, right?
She's looking fun.
Never hang on. I always scare him away.
Why?
Really?
I don't know.
Because you're an animal, that's why.
Maybe.
In the sack.
Oh, my God.
I've hung out with Becca a couple times.
You are a wildcat.
You are awesome, Becca.
Very nice. All right. More calls for Becca.
All right.
Mikey Show.
Hey, what's up? It's P1 Dan.
What's up, Dan? You want to talk to Becca?
Yeah, what's up, Becca?
What's up, Dan?
What's going on?
Chilling.
I'm like 5'11".
Nice.
Cool. I'm 22, too. I'm Dan, by the way.
Hi, Dan.
How you doing?
Good.
All right, romance or Dan? Go for it.
Yeah, give it a shot.
What are you into?
I like to go to concerts.
Cool. I'm a musician. I'm a bass player and a percussionist.
Hot.
I'm a reggae band up in North County.
What kind of band?
I'm a percussionist.
Do what?
What kind of band?
Reggae.
Okay.
And
she doesn't like that.
You smoke the ganja?
Do what?
You smoke the reefer?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Oh. She's sucking you in, dude.
Just kidding.
Well, it's for the pain. I do remodeling, and so I'm like 8-hour workout, you know.
Oh, so do you make good money?
Yeah. Do what?
So you don't make good money?
Oh, yeah, I make great money. It's like a...
Is that what you're about, Becca?
No, yeah, but, you know.
Is that what you're about, cash?
No, but I like to do a little shopping. You know?
And you need a dude to get to shop?
I just like presents once in a while. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's pretty
shallow. Though. I went to school. I'm from Texas. I went to school, and I'm a comm major.
Where do you go to school?
Stephen F. Austin State University.
Where?
It's Stephen in F. Texas, Austin
State University. Yeah, my comm major. Emphasis on radio, so.
Nice.
I don't know, Dan. You're kind of boring me a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll sing for you. Be like, baby. I need your baby.
Can we hang up on him?
And I like Red Hot.
Oh, my God. I need a fan mail account here. They can just send me email. Can you set that up for me?
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Thanks.
Sweetheart. Anything for you.
Oh, my gosh. Becca.
Mikey Show.
Oh, hello.
Hey, I was just wondering if you knew who's going to have you put any wagers on who's going to pass out first.
Who's going to pass out first?
Hmm. Yeah, like, well, just lose their voice or something totally pass out.
Okay, let's go round table.
Yeah.
Who will pass out first? I would say if anybody's going to pass out, it's probably going to be Boy Blunder because he's kind of sick and he's like on medicine and...
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I would say it may be him. Sky, who do you think will pass out?
Put bets on it.
I give it to Sean.
Really? Why?
Oh. Sorry, Sean. Well, Sean enjoys some heavy medication as well.
That's true.
And
but he's used to it.
He's used to it.
And he doesn't sleep anyway.
Yeah, but I can see him like snoozing out real quick, like for a brief second, like maybe during the movie if he's not, you know.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah, that's when I think he'll lose it.
Yeah, it's going to be tough during the movie, but we'll see.
Boy Blunder.
Who just took some Tylenol, though? Like, I heard someone just...
That's Mikey.
Tylenol. Mikey?
Yeah. Hang on. Boy Blunder.
I think it'll be Sky.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Why?
I think it'll be Sky because I think she won't be up to it. I think she's not used to staying up late. She goes to bed at, like, normally, what, 8 o'clock?
Boy Blunder's voice.
Yeah, this is my bedtime, actually, right now.
Yeah, well, you know what? You say, yeah, I'm going to pass out for because I'm sick, but I haven't been taking any medication.
I know, but listen to me, too.
That's fine. I might sound crappy, but I'm not going to pass out.
Just stop talking.
Fair enough.
It sounds gross. Sean, who do you think is going
to
lose it?
Actually, I give it to Mike.
Really? You think Mikey's out?
Yeah, I think he's a lightweight when it comes to staying up.
Well, he is. That's true,
he's
but I mean...
He's an old man now.
Yeah, very true. But, I mean, doesn't he kind of have to stay awake?
Yeah, I'm sure he has to, but I think, like, probably halfway through the Karate Kid, he's going to be sawing logs.
That's true. So there you go. That's our guesses.
All right, awesome. Thanks. Love the show.
What about you? Who do you think's going to lose it first?
I think maybe Mikey.
Ah.
He's been going nonstop, you know?
Yeah.
We all have, kid.
I like the jammies, Mikey.
What's up, dude?
They're cute.
I have a creepy story.
From when you just left and came here?
Yeah. No, Eddie, you got to hear this.
I got a little bathroom.
All right, but...
Hurry back.
Until you get back. You're going to want to hear this. Yeah. This is a little odd.
Does it involve your plaid PJs?
No. No, it doesn't.
Oh,
but Rebecca was there to witness...
The creepiness?
The creepiness. I hope Eddie doesn't have to... drop a deuce. I don't want this to take long.
This must be a good story.
Sean?
I mean, you were gone for 10 minutes.
Yeah? Can I ask you something?
Yeah?
Are you uncomfortable that there's so many people around?
No.
Okay.
Just wanted
to make sure.
No, it's okay.
Dude, you missed it. Becca was killing it on sound effects.
Yeah.
When you were gone.
You were letting Becca do some sound effects?
Yeah. She was, on topic.
How about that?
Good times with that girl.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. What's going on?
Blunder, do you have something you wanted to...
Yeah, just real quick. There are a whole bunch of listeners out front that have
oh, boy,
goodies for us.
Boy Blender just... Well, you didn't actually. No, you didn't. That's cool. Well, that is cool. They have stuff that they wanted to drop off?
Yeah.
Are they normal?
I don't know. I'm going to go find out right now. That's why I wanted to tell you where I was going.
Oh, I already knew that. Somebody just told me that.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. No, seriously, you didn't do anything wrong at all.
Should I go look or?
Yeah, to see if they're normal.
Yeah, scout them out.
Normal, bring them in or no? No matter what, no.
If they seem normal, yes, tell them that they can stay for a moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Eddie, leave Blender alone.
He all right, so Eddie and everybody.
Yes, team.
So I go out in the hallway, and one of the guys from the other station is like, dude, he's like, there's a guy out there and, you know, out back, and he seems kind of strange, and he really wants to come into the studio. I'm like, no. He's like, well, what should I tell him? I said, just, you know, tell him we're on the air and we can't really, you know, break away. He says, all right. So he goes to do that, and I go around to another door to have a cigarette with Rebecca. And Rebecca's like, oh, no.
Duh.
She sees the guy. He gets in his car, pulls right up, rolls down his window, and goes, hey, one of you guys have a cell phone? No, we don't. Okay, what station do you work for? I go, 91X. He goes, okay, because I'm trying to get on the Mikey show.
Oh, boy.
He goes, can you help me do that? I go, no, dude, I'm sorry. I can't help you.
No.
And I don't want to be a jerk, but yeah. At the same time, you guys know what I'm talking about. You can't take any chances.
No, not really.
You can't. You don't know what's going on. That's why I said to Boy Blend. I mean, I've had people call me up and tell me they're going to cut my head off. You know what I mean?
Sorry about that, by the way.
I don't know why you had to do that, Eddie.
Well, I mean, it's just how I was feeling at the time.
But I mean, yeah.
I understand that, by the way.
It's just it's a creepy thing to have go on. And so, I don't know.
And what did you say? Tell them to come in here?
No,
well, I thought
no.
That's what you said.
No, Boy Blender, there's another group of P1s out in the front door.
Oh, you know what we should make Blender do?
What?
Get on a cell phone and go talk to the guy.
Oh, like, but this is a window. Different group, though.
I know, no, but the creepy guy, if he's
okay,
out there.
Okay, but Blender feels that these people are normal.
Yeah, I only brought two. There's like 10 of them out there.
What? Okay, oh well, bring them in. Bring
this
them
is
in.
Reed and Jamie. Hi there.
Reed and Jamie.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, I can tell. Listen. Sean's the big guy.
How you doing? All right, you a biggie?
Get them. Yeah, have you guys been listening for a while? Are you guys piggies for Sean?
Are you piggies?
Definitely piggies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Sean calls his fans his piggies.
Oh, no.
And he refers to them as being filthy. But anyway, no, listen. I can tell just by looking
they
at you guys.
Pigs.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Sean.
Please don't.
Oh, look at that. He brought me a pack of Marlboro Lights.
Yeah.
It's even the brand I smoke and everything.
Oh, he wants to kill you too.
Okay, Sean. All right.
Yeah, we all want you dead.
No, listen. I can tell by looking at him. He's a tall, handsome guy. I can tell he's normal. Immediately, I know when people
handsome.
Are. Well, yeah. If you're handsome,
funny,
if you're handsome, you're usually normal. If you look like you know, like I don't know,
you?
If you look like Jeffrey Dahmer or Sean, then you know there's something. You know something's going on. So what were you guys doing? Just listening for a while? Right into the microphone.
Been a fan for so long, and out of appreciation, we just want to bring you some Red Bulls and some popcorn.
Dude.
You're watching movies, right?
Dude, yeah. That's awesome.
And,
man.
Donuts for Boy Blender.
Love it.
He's
happy.
Love it.
Blender's actually stoked. He's not offended. He's happy.
Not at all. Look at
these are my brand, too.
Blender, just the fact that Blender has a brand.
Yeah.
Of donut. To tell you who that kid is.
It's like, you know, he's calling different. He's calling around to different places, trying to get his brand. Hi, do you carry a Hostess? But I'm looking for a very specific type.
I'm looking for the just a very certain vintage.
May.
Well,
that's edible. Are you guys doing
all right? Oh, dude. Well, I'll tell you what. Right now, it's kind of normal. My voice is tired, but it's kind of normal because it's early on. It's 9:16. When it gets to be about 6 hours from now, let's look at the countdown. Yeah. Let's see how long we actually have. This is the time that we have left until we get off the air. 12 hours, 43 minutes, 31 seconds.
Oh.
That's it?
That's how...
Oh, my God.
That's how long we have left on the air.
Let's do 48.
Shut up! Shut up!
The 48-hour show?
No.
No, let's not.
Hey, listen. Don't try to talk me into crazy stuff. I'll be like, all right, we're doing 48.
So where's DK?
DK.
Donkey Kong!
Where's Donkey Kong?
Yeah, where is he? Come on, Sky.
He's at home getting the Epsom salt ready to go.
If you're referring to my husband, he's probably at home. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Jerkies.
Preparing for another accident?
Quote, unquote.
We've moved past it.
Yeah, we say that with finger quotes. Another accident?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the interesting part about that story is that, and if you weren't listening earlier, well, Eddie, go ahead. Recap this.
What exactly? Guys.
Well, Eddie was making me laugh the hardest when we were going through that.
Enough.
Well, Sky and her husband were, you know, enjoying some relations, and there was an accident, a slippage, if you will, where things happened into a bad area.
Yes.
A bad spot, a dirty spot.
And it hurt.
And it really affected Sky in a very... bad way, and she needed a good soaking afterwards.
Oh my God.
That's right. Now, Eddie, can you do something for us?
What?
Can you better not even ask him to do this right now.
Can you get up, Eddie, and show us what her walk must have looked like?
Excuse me. Come on.
Eddie's going to show us what her walk must have been like from the bedroom to the bathroom.
There's strangers in here, okay? It's bad enough.
I know, but the strangers didn't get to see. They're family. That's right. These are P1s. They're family.
This is family.
All right, I'll give you the countdown, Eddie. I'll give you the countdown.
Oh, my God.
This is what she looked like on her way to the bathroom in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no.
I'm not looking.
Oh, such bravo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to be my friend.
So anyway, that was that story.
What?
You proud of yourself?
Pretty much.
And so what's your buddy's name?
This is P1 Jamie.
And are you now, Jamie, are you're a listener too?
Actually, I'm a very new listener.
You are? Well, yeah. You know, as long as you're a listener and you're P1, we love it. And the people outside, who are they? All your friends and stuff like that?
Right, they're friends that I've converted to you guys.
Oh, that's awesome,
that's
man.
So
they used
cool.
to be Jeff and Jared.
Oh, dude, no.
I was like, whoa.
No.
Stinky.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the Mikey Show, Graham.
Exactly. Yeah, the Jeff and Jared fans. I love that. Hey, good morning. 7:25, everybody. Well, listen, thank you guys for coming in. I think that's awesome that you brought all these gifts. And let the folks know, it's a very small studio.
I'll go out and say hi real quick.
Okay, that'd be cool. You got to jump on your cell phone, Eddie.
Yeah, bring your cell,
And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. We could send Boy Blunder out there. Yeah. All right.
That's sick.
I'm better than you. You guys make our day at work.
Cool, man.
Thank you,
Eddie's going to go out with you guys. We'll talk to your other friends, too.
Yeah!
Yeah, we'll probably do that tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. All right, thanks a lot again, guys. Thanks again.
Cool people you got listening to the show.
What do you think, Sky? Was he pretty handsome?
Hello.
He was all over that guy.
Hey.
All over him.
Excuse me. I just looked at Rebecca, and she's like,
Dude, she has eyes. Give me a break.
High five, girlfriend. Yeah.
Hey.
In the studio agreed.
Hey, Rebecca, I'm right here. She's like, oh, yeah.
See, now that would be Becca's type because he was tall. See, Becca was telling us that she
guy
only
called in?
Yeah.
Done. Becca, you're 4'11".
She wants a guy at least a foot taller than her.
So just because I'm short doesn't mean I have to date short guys.
Okay, who? Eddie?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you outside right now?
Yeah, I'm walking outside.
Okay.
It's a little chilly out.
I know.
Yeah, it is a little chilly out.
Oh, wow. So how many people we got out there?
What's up, clowns? Brother, how you doing? Nice to meet you. What's up, brother?
Charlie.
Dude, big guy. What's going on? Mason, nice to meet you.
Eddie's
hi.
Apparently the guy was wearing tight shorts.
Nice to meet you. That's Cassie. Cassie's out here, too. She's
Cassie?
A real sweet
girl. I want to meet Sky, though.
Well, Sky's not coming out here. She said she doesn't like you guys.
Oh, shut up, man.
That's... Sky's got to go. Now Sky's running out there.
Sky's coming out here now. I just pissed her off.
Sean, now, if you were truly cared about your piggies...
Yeah, forget it.
Oh, come on. You don't want to go say hello?
Oh, forget it.
Oh,
absolutely not.
Sean, but they love you.
No, they understand. They know.
Oh, that's rude.
The pigs know, dude.
Unreal.
She can't figure out the door. Scott, you are so stupid.
She can't figure out how to get outside.
Well, dude, you know why?
I do not hate anyone, you jerk asses. Hi, guys. Thanks for coming out. I'm Sky.
See how fake she sounds right now?
Yeah, you know what? It's I was going to say it. That's fake Sky.
It is total fake Sky. Yeah.
You in there.
Yeah, because we know real Sky, but then there's like fake Sky voice.
Now, are you with either of these girls?
Cassie.
Oh, okay. Cause our
tend to be interested in their lives.
Our little intern in there, or Becca, she likes men about your height. So
Yeah,
she didn't see you.
Apparently so does Myra, Becca.
Now, are you over 5'11"?
6'4".
You're in.
Oh.
Perfect. I guess you'd have to ask Becca.
You could cut him in half and she'd still want him.
Oh, my God. No. Mikey, they want to see my mushroom underwear.
Wow. Show them the mushroom underwear.
I'm not going to show them my mushroom.
Dude, you're not like getting naked for crying out loud.
But these people, I just met them.
Well, it's...
Excuse me,
they're
going to
be like,
that.
God, what a whore.
Well, they're going to think you're a whore if you show them the top of your underwear.
Okay, so now they're trying to make a deal. If these girls show their underwear, I'll show my... Of course, Eddie is brokering deals.
Eddie's brokering deals now.
Stop it. Okay, that, I'm giving the phone back to Eddie.
Oh, Sky.
You're not going to do it? Show your panties. Please. Just the mushroom.
But you girls think I'm a whore?
No.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
She's doing it. She's
doing it.
She's
doing it. She's a whore. Oh, my God.
What a whore.
She is a total whore.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right, ladies. You're up.
Hey,
we had a deal.
A hoe now.
We had a deal.
Cassie might not be wearing underwear.
Is that the deal? Are you not wearing underwear?
Look at
her. No, they're not skin. Wearing underwear, dude.
Show skin.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Show me your tampon.
Yeah. Eddie.
Oh.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming out. Nice to meet you guys.
Cannonball.
We're coming back.
All right, you're coming back in. I can't believe you bought the line about we're not wearing underwear.
Oldest line in the book.
Yeah, whatever. They're coming back in here. Oh, wait till I see Sky.
Yeah.
Wait till I see Sky.
Whore.
She'll be in here in about 2 seconds. Can't believe she showed her underwear.
Shake
like
your
that.
Head like you're disgusted.
Yeah, here she comes. Door will be opening in about 2 seconds.
If she could figure out how to open the outside door first.
It takes a while. She's only worked here 6 months. Unbelievable. Showing her underwear.
She showed them her
to
underwear.
To complete strangers.
Yeah. No, she's not here a she whore.
Is. You whore.
What a whore!
I can't
oh my
believe
God, what a whore
that you showed whore. Your underwear to complete strangers.
It was just the very tiny
oh,
little.
Oh, is that
part.
Right?
There's a whore.
It's not like I pulled my pants down or
Eddie,
anything.
Eddie, can you believe it?
Give
can,
me a break.
Can you believe she whored out like that and showed her?
She's so dirty.
Oh, man.
Oh, shut up, dirty you clowns. Girl. Shut up.
Man, loved it.
Somebody's okay. Had a lot to smoke tonight.
Dumb.
Woo, Sky.
Well, listen. We got 35 minutes now until we do the movies.
Yeah.
And this is going to be great. Now, Boy Blunder, you went in there, right? Everything's set up?
It looks awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it looks really cool.
So we're set up to watch the movies.
We are good to go.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm trying to convince my Rebecca to stay and watch the movies.
Yeah, but she's not feeling
well. And she's also got this whole work thing she's talking
well,
about.
Well, yeah. Some people have that all about. Going on. It's weird.
Yeah, you can't call in tomorrow, honey? She's saying that.
Stop
she's
it.
Not like that.
She's not like all of us is
right.
what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
So, anyway, well, that was great. Hey, by the way, there's a few people that we were supposed to hear from today that we never did that I'm kind of upset about.
Huh.
Ooh.
Well, first of all, I'm a fan of all the voices of Billy West, and he never ended up calling in, so he's on my poop list now.
You son of a bitch.
Also, Sully from Godsmack, but from what I understand, we might be hearing from him tomorrow. That's what Eddie says. Mm. One of the other guys that I wanted to talk to was Richard Cheese, who does the lounge songs.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? He's supposed to be an old friend of the show. Are we going to have Richard Cheese on at some point, Eddie, or did he just couldn't come on today?
Well, we blew him off earlier, and he's in rehearsal right now, so I don't think we can get him on right now. Do you guys want to do a test from the room, make sure everything works all right?
That'd be awesome.
Me and Blunder will go in there.
Be awesome. Who else did I want to talk to that we can get to talk to today? Jacoby, Sky's dad.
Yep, that's right.
No, Jacoby.
Lawyer.
From Papa Roach.
No, the lawyer.
Was supposed to call in. Oh, Jacoby from Jacoby and Myers?
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever, what happened? Thought we were going to hear from him.
Didn't call.
What else? No, I guess that was it. So we did pretty good. But hey, tomorrow on the show, we're supposed to have Phil Hellmuth.
Oh, man.
You know who that is, right?
Oh, I definitely do.
Poker player.
Yep.
Professional poker player.
Mm-hmm.
And also the psychic, John Edward, is going to be on. We had him on once before, but he didn't do any readings.
No.
Tomorrow, he says he's going to do readings. So, John Edward will be on the show. You have any questions for him, honey, that you want me to ask John Edward crossing over? Why are you so shy tonight? Why are you being so shy?
I don't feel good.
Oh, she doesn't feel good. She's not very talkative tonight.
Blame her. You don't feel good.
Oh, man.
You just want to be in bed.
All right, so we're going to test out this room and make sure that this is working. I'm going to put my headphones on for this.
Yep.
Because we're gonna be in this performance studio.
Yeah.
And we got to make sure that everything's working properly in there. Again, you should have by now got the movies. Because it's already 9:30. We're starting the movies at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll teach you exactly how to sync up with us. First movie's Return of the Jedi. And we're going to do it just like this show, Mystery Science Theater 3000, that they have on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah!
Very easy the way that it works.
Yeah.
We will count you down. We'll say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And when we say that, you're going to hit play on your DVD player. You turn the volume down on your TV and you listen to us because we're just going to goof on the movie the whole movie long.
But plus, we'll be playing the audio of the movie through the radio.
That's right. So you can listen to the movie. Yeah, we are going to play the movie. Otherwise, what's the point? We'll play the movie through the radio so you can hear it, and then we'll do our comments on it. It should be pretty cool. Mikey Show, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Michelle's friend. I was calling to make sure she didn't jump out the window.
Michelle, your friend's on the phone. She wants to know if you're doing okay.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
I wanted to make sure she didn't jump out the window. It sounded pretty bad.
Well, she can vouch that Eddie was following me around, Boo Ball.
Oh, really? Was Eddie following her around like a puppy dog?
I already emailed him. I was following him. I was the stalker.
Oh, she's had something to drink tonight. That's why she couldn't come out.
Okay.
She's been hitting tequila tonight.
All right, well, thanks for calling. Mikey Show, hello. Hello. Mikey Show, hello.
I just want to say...
You just cussed, dude.
No, he's excited.
Yeah, you can't cuss.
Yeah.
And I hate when people cuss.
Yep. Well, yeah, because then we can't take phone calls for a while.
We can't take phone calls for a good long time.
Ruins the fun for everyone, Mikey.
It sure does. It sure does. And that is not a P1.
No, that's not good times.
What is you said, Michelle, we have a guest in here, some girl that's deeply in love with Eddie.
Oh.
Michelle.
No.
And Michelle, you said that you're a P1, so if you're a P1, tell everybody what a P1 is.
A P1 is a person who has Rock 105.3 as their number one station on their radio dial.
More, I don't really give a crap about the radio station. More me. Me. No, the Mikey Show. The Mikey Show.
Mikey Show.
No, I love the radio station, but I want the emphasis to be on the Mikey Show.
It's on the Mikey Show. You listen to Mikey in the morning.
Right. And?
And you don't cuss on the radio.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you turn your radio down so there's feedback or background noise.
And you get to your point.
Quickly.
Yeah, when you call in, get to your point quickly. Otherwise, it's just a nightmare to take phone calls. Yeah. I've done this now for 17 years I've done radio, and I've never gotten used to, or I've never been able to calm myself.
Yeah.
With that. That's the one thing that makes me flip out.
Well, it's not that we're trying to be jerks. It's just as boring for everybody else to listen to the, hi, how you doing? Great. How are you? Yeah. Fine. Oh, how's your day? Wonderful.
It definitely is.
No one wants to hear that.
So just so you know, we're going to take about a 1 hour break from movies at midnight. We'll do other stuff.
Yeah.
But at midnight, we're going to take a 1 hour break, and then we'll get back to it at 1 a.m. Doesn't mean we're taking a break of any kind.
Well, we're not allowed, unfortunately.
No. We have to go for an entire 28 hours.
Yep.
In this marathon.
Yep, yep, yep.
With no music, no commercials, which we have done now. You want to hear? You want a countdown?
No.
See how long we have left?
Let's see.
And you can find out for yourself by going to MikeyShow.com. We have 12 hours, 28 minutes, 17 seconds.
Stupid. How are you feeling?
My throat is, my voice is just thrashed.
Yeah.
And I was already, you know, having some cold symptoms before.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so, and then Rebecca's not feeling that great.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been sharing forks, smoking the same cigarettes.
Damn.
Doing everything.
Fork sharing.
Everything but swabbing, you know.
All right.
Swabbing my nose.
Okay, nose swabber.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and then the other thing is that when you don't get sleep and you don't get rest, it's a surefire thing that you're getting sick.
Yeah.
So I can expect to have a full-blown cold by Friday.
Nice. For the weekend.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, we are taking the weekend off. We're taking the weekend off, but we're also taking Friday off.
Here comes Glenda.
I never heard you guys, so if you were trying to...
No, we haven't... This is us right here.
Okay.
This is how we do
it. Eddie, can you hear me? No, he's not... I don't hear Eddie, and he's not saying anything.
There we go.
Eddie, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
He can't hear me.
Hello?
Apparently.
Hello?
No, he can't hear me.
Hello?
He could be messing with us.
No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't.
Not in this kind of situation. Because we're trying to test stuff, so.
Yeah, that's true. working out.
I'm glad we're trying to do this a half hour before
to a delay. That's the problem.
He's listening to a delay.
He is listening to a delay.
Yeah.
Silly goose.
All right, let me go fix that.
Blunder. Hang on a second.
Which is what I told Fathead.
Oh no.
We are going to do this without delay. We're not going to take phone calls during it. We can't have the listeners be 8 seconds behind us and still be able to watch the movie with us.
It doesn't matter, because as soon as you tell them to hit play, they'll still be 8 seconds behind anyway.
But so
if we're
screwed.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's true. If you use the button, but are we going to use the button at all?
The what?
If we're going to use the button, yes. If we're going to use the button, no. If something's going to go out in the air, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter what. It's going to go out in the air unless we use the button.
Well, no. Blunder, if you turn the delay off completely and we're not running a delay, then we are fine.
We're good as long as we
synced
don't
up
take
with them.
Calls.
Right. We can't. How can we sync up the movie with listeners if they're 8 seconds behind us?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Well, you're not.
Let me have Sky explain it because I don't understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
So if we say start the movie now, granted, that's 8 seconds before anybody else starts the movie.
Yeah.
But they're going to be hearing us talking about the movie at the same time they're watching it. You see what I'm saying? Because they're going to be hitting play. So it's almost like it's recorded for 8 seconds and then they're hearing it. But as long as we never dump out a delay, it's always going to stay consistent.
Right.
But it's almost exactly the same as not running a delay at all.
Exactly. It's the same thing, no matter what.
So
just dump out.
So whatever's easier for you.
It says just dump out then?
Yeah.
Just get out of delay, and then we're fine.
Dump out.
Well, if what you're saying is true, we can be in delay.
Yeah, we just couldn't take a call or ever dump because the second you dump out of the delay, then we would be out of sync. Do you see what I see? Then we'd lose those 8 seconds, and then we'd be out of sync you thought in the first place.
Let me explain what my thought process on this. And I'm sorry, listeners are having to hear this, but this is what I'm thinking.
This is what happens.
This is what happens when you're doing live radio and you can't go in to a break.
Yeah.
This is something I would discuss off the air, but we can't. We're on for 28 straight hours. If I say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, and I start the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Our movie's now playing, but they're not going to start their movie for 8 more seconds. So we're not looking at the same thing.
But they're hearing commentary 8 seconds late anyway.
Yeah.
Do you see? They're hearing everything 8 seconds late. So it doesn't matter. As long as we don't dump out, we're 8 seconds late. And they're hearing
Sean,
that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. But so do we need to be in delay? Do we need to dump?
No.
No, we don't.
Then just dump and ramp down.
Then all right, go ahead.
Lose it.
That way we can communicate easily between this studio and down there.
You got it.
Okay, here we go.
I get to put my jammies on?
You can now.
I can go put my jammies on?
Yeah, you can now. But we can't take phone calls now. From this point on, we can't take phone calls until after the movie when we take our little hour-long break and we come back in here. Then I guess we can.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. All right, I'm going to give people a morsel of the Mikey Show. Everybody's favorite thing is Tough Love with Eddie. So I want to let people... oh, man, Blender already left, though, didn't he? Oh, you're right here. Which one of these can I do?
Any of them. I deleted the one you already played.
Okay, so any of these are good?
Those are good.
Okay, this is Tough Love with Eddie. That music is the sound of healing.
Oh, my God.
We get emails from people from around San Diego that would like to ask our producer, Eddie, for advice. Why Eddie? Well, back in the day, I'm sure it would have been me when I was a different person, but Eddie tells it like it is.
Oh, man.
Very wise.
Oh, but no one said that.
I said it.
Oh.
I was talking to you.
All right, let's start out with our first letter, shall we? Dear Eddie, I feel like a hypocrite even asking about this because of my strong opinions on the subject, but here goes. I absolutely can't stand people who get plastic surgery. Boob jobs, nose jobs, liposuction, whatever. I've always said that if you can't be happy with yourself the way you are, how is anyone else supposed to? I guess part of the reason I've been able to have this opinion is because up until now, I've never had to even consider it. But recently, I've started to notice facial hair on my face. It's not a lot, but enough that my boyfriend noticed and asked me about it. The problem is that I've been so outspoken about my feelings on surgeries and whatnot that I'm afraid of what they'll all think. What should I do? Signed, P1 Jill and OB.
Oh, man.
Eddie?
Dear Knott's Hairy Farm.
Hey.
Hit this woman a Mach 3 stats. Oh, my God. You know that phrase she talked about? If you can't be happy with yourself, how is anyone supposed to be happy? Yeah. Ask that to your boyfriend who never planned to do a tour of duty with Bigfoot. Probably wondering if he's dating a buffalo. Better yet, a woolly mammoth. It's hairier ancestry. And trust me, sweetheart, this is just stage one, okay? It may only be a little bit right now, but trust me, you're about 2 bics away from being Fred Goldman.
Oh, my God.
Right? Do yourself...
Oh, no.
Do yourself, your boyfriend, and even the folks at work finding hairs in their Coke a big favor. Laser that crap off. Don't worry about... Thank you. And don't worry about what people at work think anyway. If you're that outspoken, they already hate you.
Plus, no, you don't
plus,
know.
You're a chicken OB, so don't you have to have a mustache? I'm just saying.
You
I'm just saying.
Wrong.
Next letter.
Wow. I know that helped.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's good advice.
Our next email reads, Dear Eddie, I'm so embarrassed writing you, but maybe you can help. My boyfriend and I are very happy, but the other day we were having sex and he yelled out another woman's name.
Oh, my God.
I asked him, who the hell is Debbie? He said nobody, but I think there's a girl at his work by that name. Could he be thinking of her while we're having sex? Is he having an affair with her? I'm not sure what to think. Signed, P1 Gretchen in Linda Vista. Eddie?
Dear Debbie, I mean, Nancy, I mean, oops. Listen, what's your name? This happens all the time. Don't freak out. Yes, men think about other women while having sex. You're lucky this hasn't happened before. Is it the girl he's working with? Most likely, yes. It could have been Debbie Gibson for all that matters.
Oh, no.
But the last thing he was thinking about was you.
Hey, you don't need to say
Sky,
that.
When you have sex with the same ragdoll for a long period of time, we'll think about any woman to get us to the end. I've used Mrs. Butterworth for crying out loud. Plus, I mean, who's gonna want to yell out, "Oh, Gretchen"? I mean, it sounds like my grandma's name. So, So the next time, just go with it and just answer to whoever your name is that day. They'll both thank you for it, all right?
Oh, my God.
Next letter.
No, that's not the right.
That helped, Gretchen. I know that in my heart.
Oh.
Is that her name?
That was Debbie.
Stop it.
I'm asking. I don't know. I'm confused.
Our next email reads, Dear Eddie, I have a legitimate problem.
Oh, a legitimate one.
Okay, as good. Opposed to all the others.
I have a son that is turning 10, and I think he may be gay.
Eddie. Let's not do this.
Would you be serious for a
moment? Let's just take another one. Sounds sensitive.
Sean's the one laughing.
Yeah.
I'm a man and you're a man. Now where do we go from here?
All right, Sean. Enough. Enough.
Come on. Somebody, this is stuff.
Let me continue this one.
Okay.
He plays with his sister.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Whoa, hey. Now who's
come
laughing?
On, be cool.
He plays with his sister's dolls. And I caught him wearing some of her clothes.
That's okay. That's not totally out of the question.
They said they were just playing dress up, but I got pissed. I don't want my son running around with pumps and a purse when my poker buddies come over. I'd never hear the end of it. I've tried to get him into sports, but he doesn't seem very athletic. Is there anything I can do to make him not be gay?
Oh.
Signed, P1 Jack in San Marcos.
Oh, wow.
Daddy?
It's tough. Dear father of the bride. Hey, Jack. Aww. Here's a little ditty about your son, Diane. Is there anything you could do to make him not gay? Yeah, try getting him a new dad. One that's not a homophobic a-hole. Okay? Chances are your son is going to grow up to be a fancy boy, but you're the one that's pushing him into it. You know, and by the way, I always love dads that force their sons into playing sports thinking this will cure them of their gayness. Yeah, making your kid roll around with other boys, getting them all sweaty playing with balls, might not be the trick. And as for your poker buddies, prepare yourself for when your son does bust in on your poker game and announce that he's all in. Okay? It will have a completely different meaning.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Wow. Well. Sky.
Yeah?
Do you hear it?
What?
It's the sound of healing.
Oh, shut up.
We hope we've healed some people today, Sandy. There you go. That's Tough Love with Eddie. That's a feature that we do on the Mikey Show at least once or twice a week. So you should be listening to that. Hey, Becca and Michelle are hanging out in the studio. Are you guys going to stay and watch the movies with us?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, stay for a while.
That's awesome. Yeah, we do like a Mystery Science Theater. Have you ever seen that show, Mystery Science Theater 3000?
I have seen it.
It's awesome. What they do is they watch, in their case, they watch bad movies.
Right.
And they make jokes about them while the movie's on. Well, we love Return of the Jedi and Karate Kid, even though I've never seen Karate Kid. But we're going to make jokes and stuff, too.